To be, or not to be, that is the question, no? Verity is more honorable in the mind to agonize the sling than the spear of a abominable fate, or prepare to combat with an ocean of life's complications, and by opposing, extinguish them. To pass out of this world, to pass out of the conscious mind, no more. And by simply sleeping, to announce that we put an end to the pain and the thousand natural shocks that flesh inherits. This is a realization that many devoutly wish to die, to sleep, perchance to dream. Oui, there is the hub for in that sleep of death, what dreams may appear. Once we have said adieu to this mortal coil, must give us rest, no? There is a respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would endure the whips and the scorns of time, the wrong of those who oppress, the arrogance of the proud man, the agonies of despised love, the law's delay, the insolence of office, and the rejections that requires patient merits of the unworthy man, even when he may bring himself eternal peace with a mere bayonet, no? Who in all of France say would foretell endure to grunt and sweat on their a weary life, but that the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country from whose bourne no vagabond returns, stupefies and makes us to rather bear life's disasters than to fly to others unknown to our minds? Thus, the conscience does make men into mice. And thus the native hue of resolution is sicklied over with the colorless cast of thought, and enterprises of great pitch and moment with disregard their currents turn awry and lose the name of action.